An anti-Prop 5 advertisement showing a cartoon of a man dressed in a woman's dress applying for a job at a daycare is causing a stir in Anchorage.
But if Proposition 5 passes, it will be illegal for Carol to refuse a job to a transvestite who wants to work with toddlers. If she hires him, she risks losing customers.
The ad shows a tall man with a stubbly face and hairy legs dressed in a pink mini dress. Those campaigning for the initiative say the imagery perpetuates harmful stereotypes, and they've asked the opposition to pull it. Proposition 5 would change the municipal code to include protections for gay and transgender people. Conservative church leaders say it could infringe upon religious freedoms. Liberal church leaders like Pastor Michael Burke with St. Mary's Episcopal Church say the cartoon ads need to go.
We can have disagreements, that's understandable. But our disagreements should never veer into the area where we dehumanize or make cartoon caricatures that create a real climate of fear of the other that paints them in ways that real people aren't.
Yes on 5, the group promoting the proposition, has fired back with their own commercial, showing a real transgender person, a transgender man who looks typically male, dressed in a gray t-shirt and khaki pants.
My name is Drew. I'm transgender. I was born female, but I've lived fully as a man for many years. It's offensive when people like me are portrayed as a cartoon, or worse yet, someone to be feared.
Jim Minnery is with the anti-Prop 5 group Protect Your Rights that paid for the cartoon ad. He responded to my request for an interview with an email that said, "We stand by the ads, believe they provide a necessary educational moment for our voters, and we have no intention of pulling the ads." The ad controversy comes on the heels of a letter sent by the Catholic Archbishop of Anchorage, Roger Schweitz, to parishioners urging them to oppose Prop 5. Ira Lupu is a professor of law at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. His scholarly specialty is law and religion. He says compared to the rest of the country, the conversation in Anchorage is way behind.
I would say about half the states have laws like this. And even before many of the states did, a number of cities, New York City, Boston, Boulder, Colorado, you know, probably the more the cities that people would think of as more liberal cities tended to have local citywide ordinances like this. That goes back 20 years or more.
But he says he sees why conservative religious groups are up in arms.
One of the things that really jumps out at me, and I'm sure is part of the cause of the controversy in your Anchorage proposition, is that the only reference I see to freedom of religion is this one paragraph that says it's the intent of this chapter to guarantee legal protections consistent with federal and state constitutions, including freedom of expression, association, and the free exercise of religion. And that's all it says. And the ordinance is very vague.
But Lupu notes there's already an exemption for faith-based hiring in the Anchorage Municipal Code for bona fide religious or denominational organizations. Jeffrey Mittman is the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska. He says the discourse taking place around the ballot measure is something we should all be paying attention to.
Over our 200-plus years history, we have constantly striven to perfect ourselves as a nation.
It's part of a movement taking place across the country, Mittman says.
America is moving forward just as we battled to win equality for women, just as we fought to ensure that all races are equal. We are now in the midst of a social progress forward to ensure that all lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people are included as American.
Whether Anchorage will join that movement will be determined on voting day, Tuesday, April 3rd. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.